This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Tour Coach Podcast. I'm Tony Ruggiero here, as I always am, your host. And you're joining in on what we are now having is the Tour Coach Minis. And those are little 10-minute conversations with myself or Jackson Court, who's going to be hosting some of this. These will be 10-minute conversations and musings from around the world of golf, from around our travels, our friends, our players, other coaches, to give you more Tour Coach, more Dew Sweeper content during the week. If you like what you hear on the podcast, you can always find more content as we're kind of spreading our wings, if you will, with Dew Sweepers TV on YouTube. There's links to it in our description. Please support the Dew Sweepers and like our page there on YouTube. And just like the Dew Sweepers radio show or the Tour Coach podcast, the Tour Coach Minis are brought to you by our friends at Srixon Golf, our friends at Bushnell, Buick, GMC, especially Mitch McConnell, and McConnell Automotive, and you can't forget Vineyard Vines that keep us all looking good. So enjoy this episode of the Tour Coach Mini, and we're here with all the golf content you could ever want each and every week.
Sitting here with 10-year Dew Sweeper now, yes. Erica Shepherd. Thanks for joining me, Erica. How are we doing?
Thanks for having me. Doing well.
About to take a power nap before this meeting here?
Yeah, car power nap, little 20-minute, and then hit some balls, send some videos to the Dew Sweeper.
Yeah?
See how we're looking.
Yep. Yeah. Make him think that you're all ticked off, but you're really not.
No, I would never do that. Never.
Third Epson event of the year. Mm-hmm. What's your game plan? How's your preparation been for this week? Because new course for everybody. So level playing field coming into this week. How's the course? How's your preparation? How's your game going forward? What do you need to do this week to win?
All right. I love that question. So the first two Epson events, this is the last leg of our Florida swing. So first two, I missed the cut by one in each. So I was pretty bummed after the first one, super bummed after the second one. So coming into this one, I just knew that, like, I kind of had to hit restart and there was no other option. Like, in college, you have a month to kind of, like, get over it if you play bad in one tournament. But here, like, you really got to kind of pull it together, even if you don't want to. So I'm just trying to be positive, which is hard for me. But, like, I'm hitting it really well. We went to cross-handed.
Did go cross-handed.
So feeling really good about that. I think that this course, it's definitely, I think, probably the hardest course that we'll play all year, which is great.
Good for you.
I'd like to think that. Yeah. But no, this place is awesome. Everyone is loving it. Everyone seems like super happy this week. Just really not a negative thing to say about the place. Super lucky to be here. And greens are great. Course is great. It's long. It's windy. I think the best player is, like, definitely going to win.
So when you hit reset, What does that entail?
So for me, I was actually able to go home after the last event, go back down to Palm Beach Gardens, and that helps a lot when hitting reset. I think if you're staying on the road after a bad week, that can make it really hard to hit reset. But
just because of distractions, or
I think it's because you have less distractions because you're just sitting in, like, your hotel room and just thinking. You have Sunday, all of Sunday off because you missed the cut, and then all of Monday off. It's like you can go practice if you want, but I mean, you're gonna have a lot of downtime just to think about how shitty you played. It was helpful to go home, and I think, like, I had to go to my home course in Palm Beach Gardens, well, Hope Sound Golf Club, and just, like, play around there. I played a couple money games, and just, like, seeing yourself hit good shots and, like, knowing that you can score well and that, like, you're a couple adjustments away from, like, winning a golf tournament.
Correct.
Just, like, I don't know, that's I mean, that's just what I believe, and so that's made it easier to hit reset. And having people like you, Tony, around me that, like, believe in me probably more than I believe in myself has also been really helpful in that aspect.
Probably more than you believe in yourself.
Probably. Especially Tony.
Especially Tony.
Yeah.
And go into detail a little bit about the resets.
Mm-hmm.
Full swing down to, obviously, you changed your putting grip. You're a lefty, so you had conventional, and you went cross-handed, which you had done before.
Yes.
And I'm speaking into it before letting you answer, I guess. Having this block putting station now, where you've got a little gate at the end of the backstroke and a gate at the end of the through stroke, just because then you're between the guardrails, and previously you may have been a little too worried about some of the finer technical details, which you're a little bit more on that end of the spectrum for people that Tony and I work with, because we're not technical. But having one cue to focus on, being able to take that to the golf course, is important for you.
Yeah.
But then you were using a different putting mat with a bunch of tees and a start line, and it almost had become too constrained. So mm-hmm. This is still technical, but it's actually more free than where you were.
Yeah, correct. And more golfy, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it'll be good, and I think it's good also. I've been doing it before, like, being really disciplined about doing it before and after I play.
After you play is new, and that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, because when I'm out on the course, like, especially practice round, when you're hitting, like, 1,000+ on each green, like, your stroke is going to get a little, you're going to revert a little back to your tendencies, and mine aren't very good. So just kind of getting it dialed back on the practice green after rounds, I think that could be something new that we incorporate that could be mm-hmm. helpful.
What about the full swing stuff?
Full swing's been great. The only thing is my driver. I've kind of been hitting it low and right the past two tournaments. Like, on the range, I'll hit it great, but then as soon as I get on the course, I'll start, like, hitting it low and right. And most of the time, it's in play. But it just kind of stinks, like, having to feel like you're guiding it. So I've, like, been losing distance and whatever. But Tony and I FaceTimed on Sunday or Monday, I think. It just went back to something that we've worked on before. It's basically just like hitting with the band around your knees, just kind of maintaining that, like, width between your knees,
keeping
stability.
Your lower body stable.
Yeah, and then I kind of feel like when I keep my right knee over my right foot, I'm left-handed. I sort of feel like resistance when I wind up in the core, and so that's straightened the ball out a lot. And
okay.
I've done that before. Like, I've had that feeling before, and it's always been good. So.
Okay, so that's a feeling you can tap into the driver
sure.
on the golf course.
For sure.
Same thing with the irons, or?
Irons have been good. I've just always got to think about keeping it short at the top. I love to get long and loose. But that's also, it stayed pretty tight this past month of tournaments. Wedges have gotten way better.
You've got a great system for your wedges.
I know,
I love it. your short wedges, like, around the greens. You've got a couple shots that you've stuck with,
uh-huh.
right? You've got your low one, you've got this V to V shot, and then you've got a little cut shot.
Correct.
Which you can really use all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, you might have some of these waste area cart paths where you can play a different type of bunker shot or a bump and run, toe down in the back of your stance. All of a sudden, you got 4 or 5 shots that can get you around this golf course, even though you're not going to miss a green. So it won't really matter.
Maybe.
And then what about your mid-range wedges? You've got a template there that you've been using.
Yes. I feel like my terminology is pretty hard to explain to the common person, but basically I have these...
Are you talking that the listeners are all common folk?
No, I think
they're just peasants down here listening to these nuggets?
I think I'm absolutely nuts, so that's why.
Okay, keep going.
So around the green, I kind of have these 3 stock shots that I work on with Jackson. One's like back of the stance, slightly open face, medium stance, and then like high front of the stance with more open face. So those have developed around the green and have been super good and reliable for me. And I was struggling a lot with like wedges from 30 to 70 yards. Like, I would just go into a round with so much anxiety because I was like, crap, I really don't want to have a 40-yard shot. Like, I would just dread that. And we were just like, well, you can avoid that, but also I hate playing that type of golf. Like, I love to know that I have every shot there is. So kind of this off season, I messed around with pretty much every single wedge system you could think of. But I ended up just turning those three stock shots that I have around the green into bigger swings, and using those from like 30 to 80 yards basically. So if I have 70 yards now, I'll put my 54 either in the back or the front of my stance and kind of hit that stock shot around the green. But like my one-to-one basically, like just medium swing, it goes 70 yards. So I kind of just have my numbers with those, and I know that they're good around the green, and just kind of turn it into like a bigger swing a little bit, and it's been super reliable. And
you can work your numbers off of that 70 yard shot.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
How do you do that?
I mean, I know that you can like grip down a little more, swing a little slower, open the face more, but I just know exactly what my 70 yard shot feels like, and then I just literally try and feel a little less. Like, I know that that might not be easy for everyone to do, but that's the only way that works for me.
Yeah.
So, okay. As long as my 70-yard shot's dialed, I can either add some or take off some.
Okay, and what about the 40 or the 50-yard shot?
40, 50, I'll use my 60, 60-degree and put back in the stance. Yeah, same thing.
Got it.
Same thing. But that stock one goes 60 yards.
So you have a stock one with your 60 that goes 60.
Yeah.
The 54 goes 70.
Yeah, it's actually 59, 69.
59. Ah, got it. Okay.
Yeah. And then my 48 degree.
And then your 48 degree.
Correct.
And you're able to work off of those for numbers and change trajectories as well.
Yes.
Based on ball position and maybe a tick of tempo.
Yeah, and a little bit of the spine.
Yes.
And the draws.
Yeah. Because you'd get too far leaning out in front of it, like almost like a chip shot. But then now that you've got a bigger motion and a wider base, it's just neutral, mm-hmm. and you're able to work around yourself better.
Correct.
All right, what you got to do to win this week?
What you got to do? I told you a couple of days ago, I just got to like commit to my stuff. That's about it. Yeah.
It's easier to commit when you know you're working on the right stuff, and maybe you have all those shots.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still win without those shots, just committing to what you do have and what you do know.
That is true. That is true.
But especially around this place that suits you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think Tony's done a good job, and like you too, I have like three or four things that if I hit it left or hit it right, like I know what to do. And so just committing to those things, not trying to search for like mm-hmm. other possibilities for the left miss or whatever, that's when I start missing cuts.
Not anymore. She's going to win the first Atlantic Beach Classic.
Yeah.
Easy. Good Thanks job. For sitting in with me.
Thank you, Jackson.
Thanks for putting up with me, too.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero. And look, recently, several teachers I know and several players have had some scares with skin cancer. In fact, I recently went and saw a dermatologist here in town, and I had a couple things frozen off, eyelid, my face, my earlobe, and not getting any younger. And I know it's getting to that time of the season where it's cooler, but look, being in the sun is a real deal, and I've not been very good, to be totally honest, my whole career at using it at all because I didn't like how greasy it was, how hard it was to get off your hands, how it clogged up my pores. And then I found this sunscreen, Visor Skincare. It's clear. It goes on. It doesn't dry you out. It isn't greasy. It's like you didn't put anything on. By far, it's the best sunscreen I've ever used. Without a doubt, is the easiest to use. And we've got a discount code for all of you. All you have to do is go to visorskincare.com, is use our code word, DewSweeper. Visorskincare.com, code word, DewSweeper. I just want to remind everybody something that I forgot. Recently, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I went out. We went to a wedding, and afterwards, with some friends, we were like, hey, where's a great place to go? I'll be honest, like, in my travels and day-to-day, sometimes I get caught up and I forget some of the great places right around the corner. But I got to remind you about the Ice Box Bar on 755 Monroe Street. I was blown away by just the whole vibe, the atmosphere, and with the Velvet Pig, the food in the back room, and the big screen TVs up front. We sat there and watched some playoff games. I was blown away by the atmosphere, the vibe, and just how cool it was to have the Icebox Bar right here near the Dew Sweepers downtown, near where I live. You're looking for a great place to go sit, watch some games, hang out, play some pool. You got to go to the Icebox Bar right there on Monroe Street. There's a good chance you'll see all of us hanging out. But do yourself a favor. Go visit the Icebox. It's one of the best places out there.